Welcome back to Endpoint TV. I'm your host, Ron Jacobs, today joined by Glenn Block. Welcome, Glenn.
Hey, Ron. How's it going?
It's good, good. And so here you are. We're working together here as program managers on you're working with the WCF team.
Doing the dirty deed.
Yeah, that's right. And so one of the cool things you're doing, though, is this whole CodePlex thing. So we're doing some cool stuff there. Tell me about it.
Well, we have a new site called wcf.codeplex.com. Some of you guys may have heard of that. We announced it at PDC.
Right.
And we've been developing a whole bunch of new functionality, particularly around consumption of services by browsers on the web and also supporting more RESTful type architectures.
Right.
And we've been putting that stuff out on CodePlex so that people can get access to it, look at the bits, give us feedback, tell us what they love, tell us what they hate, etc.
Sweet, sweet. So it's really focused kind of in that HTTP REST kind of space, right?
Right now it is, though we're also quite a bit concerned about jQuery. So mm-hmm. our team that has driven out RIA services has also been looking a lot at, you know, just having a really good model for consuming WCF services in front ends like jQuery,
yeah.
and even taking advantage of things like jQuery validators and other stuff. We're not there yet, but we've made a bunch of progress. But the site itself, the reason we chose wcf.codeplex.com
right.
is it is not going to be limited to just the work that you see there now, and it is not going to be limited to HTTP.
Right.
For example, we have a bunch of bindings we're working on right now getting out to CodePlex that helps us interoperate better with other types of platforms. So, yeah, we'll hopefully be seeing more and more stuff showing up on that CodePlex site.
In fact, you and I were talking about today, I've got some ideas for stuff I want to put there, too. So that's going to be cool. But let's see, you got an example of something you're going to show me.
I do. So what I have here is, we'll call it an app in quotes. I used to build real apps before I was at Microsoft, so I like to make sure I put the app in quotes.
Yeah.
But what we've got here is, as soon as it actually comes up, so we've got a front-end based application, which is a contact management app. And I can come here and I can go and add a contact like Ron Jacobs. Click Add. Okay, that sends some data back to the server.
Okay.
I can view information in different formats. So I can view as XML. And then I can actually remove it. And we'll talk about what the viewing is about. But the important thing about this UI is it's a jQuery front end. The UI is a web application using jQuery.
Yeah.
The back end is a WCF service.
Yeah.
And why that's interesting is because when you use jQuery by default, it's going to use form URI encoding to post back, which is what web forms use by default as well, like if you build an HTML form.
Yeah.
In the past, we haven't had good support for that in WCF.
Ah.
So one of the things we're doing is we're trying to make it really easy to consume WCF services by browsers. And that includes adding support for things like form URI encoding. So what's happening here is when I'm actually doing a post back to the server, that is posting back just like your web page does when you have a form and you click post. And WCF is actually understanding that and has a service on the back end that's actually handling that request.
Sweet. So you want to look at the service?
Yep, let's jump into the code.
All right.
So if we look here in our contact manager, we have this contact resource. And then we also have, which represents a single resource, and I'm doing this in a RESTful manner.
Uh-huh.
So I also have a contacts resource, which is a collection resource.
Okay.
And on that collection resource is where my contacts, when I submit them, are going to come in. So you see here that I'm using a strongly typed model.
Yeah.
I have a thing called contact. If I come back to my web page and I go to add something else, like I'll add my wife. She would never be caught dead playing with this app. But you can see that when I clicked add, that came over. And although it came in a form URI encoded format,
right.
we turned it into an object. So what this is showing, now when the response comes back, though, it's actually not coming back in form URI encoded. Because playing well on the web means that you've got to observe the types of formats that that the browser is expected to use.
Right.
So in general, what happens is when you use something like jQuery, the response is actually going to be in JSON.
Yeah.
So you're only going to use form URI encoded for the post, JSON on the result.
Ah.
So what we're allowing you to do basically, and what this is showing, is you can plug in whatever formats you like
mm-hmm.
on your into your service, And then depending on the needs of the client, we'll automatically select the correct format. And in the past, we pretty much allowed you to do XML and JSON, and that was it.
We
couldn't support things like Formulari encoded or Atom in a very friendly manner.
Now
you can arbitrarily take whatever you want. So let me show you one more example here. So when I click this View as XML, you can see that that's showing an XML representation.
Right.
If I pop into the code of the contact resource, you'll see that the contact resource is just returning a contact. There's no information there about how it's actually going to be represented.
Right.
But when I click on this View as XML, we see it goes through that code path.
Right.
So it's returning an entity of a contact, but it's actually coming back as an XML. And now I'll show you one more interesting demo to really drive home how this works. Now I'm going to pop into our favorite friendly fiddler.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to our request builder, and I'm going to paste down the URI I want to talk to. But I want to actually take advantage of something that HTTP gives me to tell the server, I don't want that back, actually, as XML, and I don't want that back as JSON. I actually want that back as an image representation.
Ooh.
So I'm going to click Execute here. You see, it went down the same exact POAT path. It's just returning a contact.
Right.
But in the response body, you can see I got an image.
Dude.
Well, how did that work?
How did that work?
Because what we're doing is we're saying you can arbitrarily plug in whatever formats you like. So what I have on the server here is I've actually got this thing, we call them processors.
Yeah.
We have this pipeline as a request and a response are being processed, you can plug in the middle. And what I'm doing is saying, here's a special one that I want to handle an accept header of image / PNG.
Ah, okay.
It's going to get the contact instance.
Yeah.
And then as that thing gets, this method is going to get called write to stream, which is just going to say, here's the contact, do something with it, get it to a stream. So it makes it really easy for you as a customer to say, if I want to do some custom transformation, like in this case, actually going from an entity to an image, I have the place to do it. Now, the logic here is a little bit hacky, so I wouldn't do it this way, but it shows the concept. If you see here, I'm casting my contact, because I know it's a contact.
Yeah.
As a contact, and once I have it, I'm then going to pull out the ID of the contact here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here, I'm doing a silly algorithm. There's only three images.
Okay.
But it just drives home the point of the flexibility of having this one resource that I wrote. It's a separation of concerns.
Yeah.
I'm just returning a contact, and it's a completely separate concern with how that gets represented.
So if you had this idea like, hey, you can store a picture of your contact in the database, and if you ask for an image, we'll give you the contact's picture.
Or if you come at me asking for PDF and you're using Acrobat, I will give you a PDF. So imagine like an ordering system where if I come from a browser, I actually get some HTML interactive representation.
Right.
But if I come and ask it and say, I want a PDF, then it actually generates me. It might even be like the scanned version of the actual order.
Or maybe it generates a chart, a bar, you know, bar graph or something. You know, it could do all kinds of things, right?
Exactly. And I think the key thing here is you might say, "Oh, well, I could do that with a web page."
Yeah.
But the important point here is that this is really down to the raw response. There's no special page that I'm serving up that has to know how to create an image and take the file and render the image.
Well, this is really important when it comes to like supporting mobile devices, right? If I was making a Windows 7 phone app and I want this app to return an image or whatever, it's really nice to be able just to call a service and get what I want.
Absolutely. Really what this is about, and think about Atom as another example. If I was using an Atom feed reader, then I would expect to get something back in Atom. So, and the thing that's really interesting about this is, no, this is not rocket science. HTTP has supported this from the beginning.
Right.
We just haven't had really good support for it in the platform. So now we're really putting our eyes and saying, okay, if more people are consuming us over HTTP, let's have a really solid story for doing the kinds of things people want to do.
Okay, so that's just one small example, and dude, we are totally out of time today.
I know
we're going to do some more of these, and we're going to show more examples. Where can people get this again?
So if they go to wcf.codeplex.com, we have a bunch of samples there. Documentation is almost non-existent. We're actually working on that.
Yeah.
But you can find the code. You can find unit tests. You can find this sample, which is called Contact Manager.
Yeah.
Another interesting sample you might want to check out is we have this iQueryable sample. We're doing some more support to make it really easy to return collections and understand the OData URI format.
Ah, yeah.
And we've got some typeless JSON support, which is pretty cool. And lastly, we've got this whole new programming model for working directly with HTTP, which we will cover in another episode.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thanks, Glenn, for coming. And we'll see you next time
thanks,
on Endpoint TV.